Red in 21. The stock market crash of 1929. When you buy a bit of stock in a company, it's as if you own a little piece of the company. By buying stock in a company, you invest money that helps the company grow, and when the company makes a profit, you, as a stockholder, are entitled to a share of the profit. Normally you buy stock in a company because you think it makes a good product that people want to buy, and you want to share in the profits that result from the sale of that product. In the 1920s, when American companies were making high profits and the price of stocks was going up and up, people began to gamble on the price of stocks, instead of investing in a company which they could share in its profits for years and years. People began to buy stocks just so that they could sell them as soon as their price had gone up. More and more people began playing the stock market this way, not just wealthy people but millions of ordinary working men and women, who invested their life savings in stocks. The problem was, as more and more people played the stock market, they were willing to pay much more for stocks, than that they were really worth. They kept gambling that stock prices would go even higher. But by the end of the 20s, stocks were dangerously overvalued, undervalued, or inflated. The whole stock market was like a big balloon getting ready to burst. It finally burst in October 1929, when the price of stocks started to fall rapidly. A share in U.S. Steel, an excellent company, cost $262 in 1929. By 1932 it was worth only $22.